Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day to experience your mercy, your love in action. Thank you. Thank you for my wonderful partner that you've given me, friend. And I thank you, Lord, that the word she woke up with them, your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithful love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that as we go into your word this morning, and as I just lay on the bed and thinking about it this morning, such new things come, Lord. I think of that scripture that says that a scribe, a teacher of your law, not the Ten Commandments, but the law of the Spirit of life, the goodness that comes from you, is like a scribe that brings old treasures, old scriptures come together, and then with your fresh revelation, your mercy that is new, we just see it afresh and new in a new way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful understanding that we've all got a purpose and plan laid out there for us. And it's so important this purpose and plan comes out. And that's why it's so important we draw close and we hear. And then when we hear, we be obedient. In other words, we walk out and as Jesus, the Word became flesh. Thank you for the wonderful example, the perfect example you set for us, Jesus, from baby to young man to spiritual father, paying the price, and now spiritual father, part of the Godhead that is now revealing to us and leading us on this wonderful path of restoration. Thank you for the wonderful promise that this gospel, this goodness, that is new every morning will be preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. So thank you, Lord. We all see the importance of us just staying with you so as to be the unique fragrance. We were born for a time such as this. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 1, verse 11 to 14. I'll first read verse 11 in the TPT translation. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his love. And from the Message translation, it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he's working out in everything and everyone. It is in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This down payment from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life.
Hallelujah. Woo! Powerful, eh? I think of that scripture. It speaks about us when we seek for the Lord in the night and seek for him early in the morning. We wake up to a righteousness, the righteousness of God for us, unique for each and every one. And then he says, when this happens, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So you have to tap in and stay in tune and walk out our purpose is so important. That's what just comes to me this morning again. And I think of the wonderful pictures of what was in God's heart that has already been revealed to us. When we look at Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, we're actually looking at the faithfulness of God, the love of God. In that faith chapter there, in the old covenant, God met each and every one, and each and every one there didn't know him before that. They were caught up in their cultures. They were caught up in the natural, and then the spiritual met them. And the spiritual, beautiful, wonderful Father, Son, and Holy Spirit then led them into a unique journey. Yes, some made still room for the devil that came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And we can learn from that as well. But the best thing we need to learn from You know, the Bible tells us that we must look to the sure mercies of David, because we've all got the sure mercies of David and the sure mercies of Moses, the sure mercies of Noah. We've all got a unique plan, and we just need to stay in tune now, because we've born for a time such as this. So just as the Old Testament guys had a life to live out that was relevant to God's salvation plan, you have also now in Christ Jesus. Take it back a bit. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. So Jesus was grace and truth lived out, seen, and starting at a baby, getting into the Word, becoming a young man, the Word of God abides in him, and then becoming a son led by the Spirit that saved us, that set us free, brought about the new covenant, that we can all come back to God and to his heart, and then walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So when Jesus spoke to his disciples, and we need also to be disciples, dedicated followers of Jesus. So these words to his disciples, these words to us now as well. As much as my Father loves me, he loves you. As the Father has sent me, so he sends you. The works I do, you shall also do, and greater. Hallelujah, guys. Wakey, wakey, arise and shine. This goodness and this newness of the Word came to me this morning, where I was just reminded that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached as a testimony. See, we are the testimonies of a living God, of a God just like he did with the Old Testament guys of faith. He's a God that's taken hold of us. This gospel as a testimony will be preached into all the world, and then the end will come. So we all play a part. Our unique fragrance plays a part in bringing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, bringing about his will, his hallowed name. Hallelujah. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.